instead of what is capable. And then one of the other things that was brought up on eyesores is City Hall. And one example is, where is the city's leadership on tearing the thing down so it's no longer an eyesore? And just tear it down, develop the property so that it's sellable. And over 3/4 of the crowd go, whoa, that horse up. That isn't what the community wants. They want the city to be responsible in gutting it, tearing out what is no good, and putting historical grant money into it and restoring it as retail space or as something else in the community, which I had never even thought about personally. You know, right now it's just an eyesore downtown. But there are people in the community that are looking at, you know, what can we do? And one of the things that was also brought up is city private development. And you have Ken Imus that has said that he will spend $1 million on a property in the city of Blaine this year. Well, if you put an architect on it and went into a partnership, he's got all the pieces to come up with ideas for the City Hall to do something. Is there grant money there? All this is through the audience participation, throwing ideas out beyond what we are thinking of on a day-to-day basis. And I'm kind of glad that people are walking up and saying things. So that's all we have.
Thank you. Other comments? Appreciate that. Okay, so let me go back to the agenda then. So at the last meeting, we asked Leland Consulting Group to put together a proposal to revise what they had given us before. I sent that out via email to everybody, and we have copies for you here. So I asked Chris just to take a few moments today to walk through this proposal, scope of work, and for you to have any questions you might ask him about that. We'll hang up the phone and then have a conversation about it. And what I'd like to leave here today with is at least some direction on what our next steps should be. So is that okay with people? Do you have any comments before we start?
So when they get on the phone, we'll just mostly listen.
Yeah, and you could ask questions if you have some, or save them until the end, whatever.
And then we'll just tell them we're gonna discuss.
Okay. And then what I'll do, I'll go downstairs and grab that email from Michael, because I think he had some comments, and I think it would be worth for the group to look at. I didn't print it out and send it out to the group. I just will read it. So I'll call. Where's that phone number at? There it is.
Your account code.
Whoa! That's working.
It's working good.
What's that?
Good afternoon, Leland Consulting Group.
Hi, this is Dave Wilbrecht from the City of Blaine. Is Chris there?
Yeah, just one moment, please.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good. Well, I've got you on a speakerphone with our Economic Development Committee, and thank you for sending us the revised scope of work. I appreciate it. And we'd like for you to kind of walk through it with us today, if you wouldn't mind.
No problem. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes, they can.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just jump right into it. And thank you for giving me the chance to send the revised proposal. Basically, what we did was we took an expanded view of what we talked about previously, and are outlining a two-part or two-site visit work effort that would result in a preliminary action plan of prioritized strategies for economic development for the city and for your committee. And so where we would start is starting on page two of the proposal is we're calling it discover phase, but it's really a reconnaissance effort on the part of myself and Dave Siegel, who you met on the last call, where we would make a site visit, probably about 2 days of time on the ground, meet with Dave, meet with the committee, but also fill our time with site tours, but more importantly, one-on-one and small group interviews with key stakeholders that you indicate to us are important to meet with. So that could be business owners, it could be property owners, developers, people representing the downtown or the airport industrial park, or whatever the priorities you think we need to meet with in order to understand the context of what's going on. In addition to that, we'd come, having done our homework, read up on as much background information that you're able to provide us. And the whole point of that is for us to really understand what are the issues. So, you know, what's working economically, but also what are the barriers, and coming from different perspectives, because I'm imagining that depending on who we talk to, we're going to hear different things, but also what are the opportunities. So, you know, I know we've talked about medical tourism as an opportunity. Dave brought up last time maybe something related to trucking. Maybe it's retail development to capture I-5 traffic, or it's downtown revitalization. What I'm envisioning is kind of a long list of possibilities for incorporation into an economic strategy. Once we leave, we'll have some marching orders of research that we will do, and that would be, you know, so if, say for example, medical tourism is a priority, or trucking, or downtown revitalization, based on what we hear, we'll do some high-level research of what is the market for those opportunities, what are the barriers, what are the prerequisites or the preconditions for success that would apply to Blaine, so that when we come back to you, and I would say probably 4 weeks later, so a month later, we would come back having done research on the topics that you told us were important, and we would then, depending on time, we might do a few follow-up interviews with people, staff, or stakeholders. But then the main part of the event is to facilitate a 2 to 4 hour workshop with you, with the committee, that would present, obviously start with a presentation of what we've learned, an outsider's perspective, kind of a diagnosis of what we see as the issues and the opportunities, grounded in market research from what we researched over the intervening 4 weeks. And then we'd enter into a facilitated discussion with you that would start with confirming that we heard you right and that those are the right priorities, developing criteria or, you know, the criteria are going to be things like addressing job creation as a priority or livability goals, could be a wide range of things, but we would develop some criteria that we would then later on in the facilitated workshop can filter through the opportunities against those criteria and prioritize them so that we can, at the end of the workshop, have arrived at some economic development priorities that meet your values but are also grounded in economic research and reality, so that either in the workshop, and then with a little bit of follow-up as we prepare a final report to you, we would develop a high-level action plan. And the goal of the process is to respect the resources that the city has available to it, the time and energy that you as a committee have available, so that we can prioritize what the focus for economic development should be. So is it, you know, is downtown the single most important thing? Is it dealing with the airport industrial park? Is it capturing more retail sales? Is it some combination of those? So step one is we would kind of rank and prioritize those. And then from those priorities, we would develop high-level action items to carry out over the next, say, 1 to 3 years. So it would be a fairly short-term focused timeline. So for example, if the priority is downtown revitalization, then what are the key steps to that? Is it acquisition or redevelopment of a publicly owned piece of property? Is it a business recruitment effort? Is it a downtown events or promotion program? If retail is important, is it a more detailed retail leakage study that's needed? Is it a recruitment effort? Is it on the jobs or the industrial development front? If the airport industrial park comes out as the highest priority, what are the key steps to activating that opportunity, and what should that look like? And the goal is to leave you with enough specificity that it gives the city and the committee enough detail to assign duties to staff, to budget either capital or capital projects or additional research or studies or planning. It gives you as a committee some priorities to focus your efforts on and so forth. And then we would, as a final deliverable, you'd get two main deliverables in addition to our site visits. There's a presentation of our reconnaissance findings at the PowerPoint that we would walk you through during the workshop, and then a final report, which would be a summary memo that outlines the process, and then the priorities and preliminary actions that we arrived at. So that's it in a nutshell. Are there questions about specific elements of that?
Yeah, I'm just going to walk around the room and see if anybody has their hand up. Any questions from the group here? I had kind of a question. So you did talk a bit about a 1 to 3 year action plan. And I think one of the things that I'm interested in and also concerned about is some actionable first steps that we can actually do something about. We're going to have a budget come up starting probably in August, and we're going to be making some recommendations to the council. This group will be making some recommendations. Do you expect that the recommendations that you're going to give us, you mentioned they're high level action plan items, are something that we can actually implement?
Yeah, bear with me as this ambulance goes screaming by my office. Yes, absolutely. So the year one actions are going to be at a higher degree of detail than the years two and three. But what I would like to do is, and what we typically do in a process like this, is that we're working against real budgets. So so it's budget ready. So if you've got capital money that you can put towards whatever the case may be, a property acquisition or a redevelopment project or a streetscape project, whatever emerges as the right fit, we would call that out specifically. And likewise, we would balance that with your staffing resources and the committee's capacity to and other organizations in town to champion the various projects. So there's kind of three categories. There may be capital projects that get called out. There may be programmatic or policy projects that get called out. So, you know, maybe there's it could be another plan or study, but it could be something more regulatory, like fixing some zoning or a marketing and promotional activity, but softer projects. And then we would match both of those categories up with the right stakeholders to implement. So a lot of that's going to be the city's responsibility, but there could be pieces of it that are partnerships with other government entities, the county or the port, for example, or through nonprofit organizations like the chamber or a downtown association or other organizations.
All right, so before you got on the phone with us, one of our members talked about conversations that he's been having in the community, which I think is great that, you know, people are talking to us and giving us their ideas. So one of the things that we've had a conversation about is signs. I think every city struggles with legal and illegal signs, and we've been asking people to take their signs down. At the same time, the city participates in signs that might be illegal themselves. So we've got some things to work on in that regard. There's this conversation about the old city hall, which is, you know, for some it's an eyesore, for others it's a historical building. So the question about what to do with that facility and that building and tear it down. And then there's some questions about being able to attract some private development. We have a particular property owner who's has kind of been interested and then has backed away, and we're interested in him re-engaging. So would your study or your report or recommendations kind of fit within some of these categories?
Yeah, what I would say is for the level of effort that we would do over the two-month period, the primary intent would be to tell you whether each of those activities is something that you should be prioritizing and spending your time on over the next 1, 2, or 3 years. It's not necessarily going to get into the details of what should you do with city, or, you know, what specifically a city hall site redevelopment looks like, or what specifically you should do to your sign code to fix it. But that it would be that, yes, the sign code is a problem. It's having these negative impacts, and fixing it should be a high priority, as opposed to, you know, it's not net. It's in the grand scheme of things, it may not be that important. It could be a follow-up, or relative to the other high priority things that you have to do over the next couple years and the capacity that you as staff and financially can put towards projects, there's more important things to worry about than signs, you know. So that would be the primary level. I can imagine if we're talking about like the city hall site, and the recommendation was that, yeah, you should be redeveloping that. The market's ready. It's at a catalytic location. It's blighted. It's going to go a long ways towards revitalizing downtown, for example. If we came to that conclusion, we would probably provide some direction as to what what optimal uses ought to go into that. But it would certainly, that would, you know, one of the actions would be do a refined, you know, that yes, we are going to redevelop that site over the next year or two. Step one is maybe, you know, doing some more site analysis of what the feasibility of that redevelopment actually looks like. So that's kind of the difference of the high level versus the detail level.
Gotcha. Are there questions? Dennis got a question?
Is there any study?
You can microphone.
Would your studies include something about the age of the population of the city as to what might or might not be something they should go ahead with?
Did you catch?
Yeah, well, if I understood the question, is you asked about the, will we be looking at the age of the community or the demographics and how that might, I'm assuming how that might impact what we come up with?
Right.
Yeah, so in that intervening 4-week period, yeah, part of the research we would doing would be looking at demographics, trends, forecasts, you know, both on the age, income, looking at some of the national trends of what, you know, what the aging of society means, what the millennial generation means for, you know, employment, for downtowns, and so forth. And I think we would have to also spend a little bit of time doing maybe some case study research of how do any of those trends manifest differently when you're a border community, if at all, if that's significant. But maybe the demographics aren't so significant, but I'm sure the economic conditions are significantly unique being on the border. But the short answer is yes, we will incorporate a demographic analysis into it.
Okay. Other questions? All right, looks like we need to sit down and debate it now and talk about what our next steps are, Chris. So
okay.
I'll give you a little bit follow-up call either tomorrow or Thursday.
That's fine. I'm around both days. And if you have any follow-up questions, just give me a call or shoot me an email, and I'd be happy to follow up.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Have a good afternoon.
Uh-huh. Okay. So give me a moment to go downstairs. I'll come back. I'm pretty sure I didn't bring it with me. I'm kind of running from one meeting to the next. Sorry about that.
Can I walk with you?
Well, you can. You can walk this way, that kind of thing.
So I'm going to turn this off for now.